Welcome to another Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Service Center podcast. Today we're going to take a few minutes to talk about an alternative to the in-person interview, the phone or video interviews. During this time of social distancing, many companies are relying on these methods to interview candidates. But this is also a common method of interviewing when the parent company that you're applying with is located outside of your commuting area. The usual interviewing rules are still going to apply here, but there's a bit more prep work that you need to consider to make these interviews a success. So let's go over a few of these tips now. Number one, before the interview, you want to make sure to charge your phone or computer, as well as Bluetooth headphones if you're using them. Having your equipment fail during the interview makes you look unprepared and could cost you the job. Number two, pick a quiet location where you know you will not be disturbed. Make sure there's not going to be any loud distractions. If you're at home and others are around, like pets, children, roommates, communicate your need for a quiet space ahead of time. Post a sign on your door where you're going to be. Lock the door if you can. No one wants an unexpected guest popping into the room during the interview. I mean, we can all replay videos of that on YouTube. Think about these factors ahead of time and pick your location wisely. Renting a meeting space in a community office share location or checking into a private library room could be good alternatives without having to deal with social distancing. Starbucks or your local coffee shop might not be as ideal if we have that option. You got to think about the noise level in these areas. Having to repeat yourself during the interview is awkward and distracting, and that can be fatal to your interview. Number three, ensure you have a good connection. You really want to avoid having any dropped calls or your video not connecting because you didn't test your Wi-Fi beforehand. Number four, for video interviews, think about the setting behind you. It's best to sit a few feet from a wall if you're able. Limit the decor behind you to one or two key items, maybe a tasteful painting or a plant. Also, make sure that any light source, a lamp or open window, is in front of you and not behind you as you take your video. If the light's behind you, it could make your face look too dark to be visible on camera. Number five. Another video tip is to place your phone or laptop on a stack of books to bring the camera up to eye level. Making your camera even with your eye line is going to create a more flattering angle than if you were to be looking down at the camera. Number six, preparation is always the key, no matter what type of interview. Having your notes ready is a really good tip. There's nothing wrong with having notes on hand, but if this is a video interview, you don't want a messy pile of notes showing during the video. You also don't want distracting notes shuffling about in a phone or video interview. You can arrange a few key notes spread out before you for your reference. Studying your notes beforehand is key. Notes should only be there for your reference. If you're relying on those notes too heavily, you're going to look and sound unprepared and less confident overall during the interview. Number seven, speak confidently. How you communicate is just as important as what you're trying to communicate. Your interviewer isn't just looking for the right answer, they're looking for the right person as well. So smile during your interview. Your smile projects your confidence. Your smile can be seen, of course, during the video interview, but it can really be heard during a phone interview. Don't cross your arms if it's a video interview. This could send the message that you're closed off or you're unapproachable. And just as an in-person interview, put your hands on your lap or avoid over-gesturing with your hands during that phone interview or video interview. Maintaining good eye contact. If it's a video interview, you want to make sure you aren't focused too much on your notes or you have your eyes wandering around the room to that dirty pile of clothes over on your bed. Get rid of anything in the room that's going to be a distraction to you. Well, I hope that you find some of these tips helpful for when you're preparing for your next phone or video interview. Remember that you can sign up for any of our in-person classes on interviewing, resumes, and more. And you can also schedule a one-on-one appointment by phone or in person when we have that available with any of our work and family life consultants. Call to schedule at 1-866-854-0638. Or you can email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Thanks.